We're here at SPAC, and we're bringing out the big guns.
Yep, SPAC President and Executive Director Marsha White is joining us here to talk about some recent events at SPAC and what they've got planned for now and the future.
Marsha White was appointed the president of SPAC in 2005, has overseen a major renovation of the theater during the first 5 years of her tenure, and has ensured the continuation of the SPAC staples, the ballet, the jazz festival, and the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Marsha, welcome to the Traveling Roadside Roundtable Extravaganza at Saratoga Performing Arts Center.
Well, I don't think it should be a traveling. I think it needs to have its summer home here, just like the ballet in the orchestra. So,
yeah,
that makes sense.
That makes sense. I wanted to ask you something. What is it, the exact relationship between the center and the racetrack?
Well, it's interesting, and I think tonight you're going to hear a little bit more about that, because this tonight, and we'll talk about tonight as being our celebration and our tribute to the 150th anniversary of the race course. But the story of SPAC is very interesting. The New York Philharmonic was looking for a summer home. They were actually looking to go to Stowe, Vermont. And the community thought, you know, we can't let a fabulous art form like that leave New York State. Dwayne LaFleche, who was a reporter with the Knickerbocker News at the time, who the paper after that became the Times Union, wrote an editorial saying that what a great location the Spa State Park would be. It has a natural bowl shape, and we should build a performing arts center to keep the Philharmonic here. Long story short, the community thought that was a great idea. The Philharmonic decided not to leave, and George Balanchine heard about it and thought that this would be a great place to have a summer residency for the New York City Ballet. He actually helped engineer the specs for the stage, because the rehearsal room is the exact dimensions as the stage, so that they could do a whole performance rehearsal there, which was probably the first of its kind, if not the only kind. And then Eugene Normandy was asked to come and bring the Philadelphia Orchestra. Now, the funding was interesting, because once it started to build momentum, horse owners actually donated their stud fees to help build SPAC. Kids donated their nickels and dimes. The community had fundraisers. But the horse owners really took part in building that. They're really some of the founders of SPAC. The Waite family, and Charles Waite has a long history with NYRA. They were some of the founding fathers as well. But there is a direct connection between the SPAC and the track. And I think you're going to see that tonight. You're going to see that connection, that warmth, and the fact that we really need to continue that relationship.
There's always been a closeness of the two boards. I mean, you seem to play off each other very nicely and have throughout the years.
Well, and I also think that we're both economic engines. We're destination locations. You know, SPAC generates $100 million into this community. And actually, we really kickstart the season, because when we do our jazz festival, it's the very first event that really happens in the season. It's the end of June. So we're filling up the restaurants. We're filling up the hotels. And I think one thing that a lot of people don't understand is we're not for profit. We don't get financial support from the city, the county, and we get a small arts grant from the state. So the rest we have to raise. And I think it's very important for everyone to recognize that we're also one of the reasons that it was AMD that is now global. They decided that they were going to locate here because of the fact that SPAC was the quality of life, and it is for growing and new companies coming in.
Global Foundries in Malta coming in, and very close to you. Does that help you? I mean, has that made money? It's rolling in now, isn't it?
Where? Oh, for Global? Yeah, maybe. No, I think it's a very difficult thing to build a company of that size here. But I think that, and I was at the table when that Hector Ruiz was part of this, and the idea was built and grew, because it took a lot of cooperation. You know, they needed two things. They needed a large continuous area space to build the plants, and then they needed that source of fresh water for the chip fab plant, and that was very difficult. So it was, you know, someone had to get it together so that all the counties and communities could link the water.
So basically, let me just ask this question, then we'll move on to artistic stuff. But the For want of a better term, the bill of goods that we were sold is when these companies came in, that the artistic institutions nearby were going to benefit because we would have more people. There were high-paying jobs coming in. There was going to be an influx of people, and this was only going to be good news for our local artistic venues. We are however many years into this process, and I'm just curious if you mm-hmm. have seen any result of that.
I think what's important is I think they have a lot that they have to manage with respect to getting things done and moving forward. The partnership is for us to become part of their community and their community to become part of ours. So what we really are looking for, and they have become members, and we do a partnership with them, but we want their families to come here and recognize that there is something. It's important for a great educational center. You have to have good schools, and you have to have a performing arts center. And I really think that the people that are coming in here from Europe and the new employees are sensing that. I think it's our job to help them feel comfortable coming in. Mm-hmm. And I think the rest of it comes around. You know, you get to that point at some time. But it's very important for us to have that. This is very important for us to have Global Foundries, have the opportunity to build a future with them here, because it is the biggest project in the country right now.
Mm-hmm. So what about, as Joe just put it, the artsy stuff? Mm-hmm. What are you proud of?
I'm just proud of the fact that there is no place like the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. And I am proud of the fact that after being here for, I think I'm going on my ninth year, you can feel the difference when you walk on the grounds here. It is all about the person who's buying the ticket. That is the person who owns SPAC. It's all about bringing new audiences here. And that's why we've done these great pre-events for the last maybe 6 years. Everyone in the community knows Friday night's family night. They may not know what the program is, but they know that when they come, that their children will have a great time. They'll have an opportunity to get free Stewart's ice cream. They may have an opportunity to, when we have film nights, there'll be characters on the lawn. There'll be face painting. There'll be magicians. And it's a great way to bring people here. And I love the fact that we're trying to teach the next generation what the arts can do for them, and having a family unplug. You know, it's great to realize that you don't have to have all your meals in a car.
Yeah.
And it's nice to finally see that you can sit on the lawn. GE Kids and Free allows our kids to come free, have a picnic, talk to each other, and then, you know, maybe not right away will a child understand, or maybe even a family understand what the classical arts can do for them. But you have to introduce them. And when we have, for example, we'll have Fantasia on a Friday night, it's August 23rd. You know, the music is familiar, and then they connect the score with the film. And it's 1812, the Tchaikovsky Spectacular we have every year. That's the same thing, too. Kids recognize the music, and then they can connect the music with the art form. And also the classical kids program, we go into the schools and we teach that as well. We have to retain the classical performing arts, and it only happens if we bring our children here and they get a sense of there's something, and it's really their job to try to protect it in the future.
When you talk about the protection, I think it's interesting because of the entities that you work with, mm-hmm. the New York City Ballet, they're trying to protect that. They're having a hard time. The mm-hmm. Philadelphia Orchestra is trying to protect mm-hmm. it. They're having a hard time. Mm-hmm. You are trying to protect that, and you are working with these two entities. Mm-hmm. So it's all very fragile, isn't it?
It really is. And I think what the most important thing is, people have to recognize if you want it, you have to come and support it. It can't be here just because you'd like to have it happen. We're very fortunate because we have a lot of support from corporate sponsors out there. They see the connection, and they understand the importance of that. And I think that the arts in general, and Alan knows this, you know, these are very difficult times. We've had a recession. I don't happen to think it's moving forward fast enough for us, because people are, they're concerned about investing again and being philanthropists and investing in the arts. But if they don't, the arts does something more than just present a great performance. It changes the way you think. It's creative thinking. And this next generation, they need it. And that's why Our answer is to build a contemporary and classical program. So the programming you're going to see at SPAC and you have over the last couple of years is very different. You know, it's Cirque du Symphony with the orchestra. And it doesn't diminish the quality of the art. It enhances it because...
That was an amazing program last
Thank
year.
You. Thank
really
you.
Incredible.
Oh, we've done that for a while, and then we change it up, and we do some other things. You know, having Cullen Curry here with a percussion evening, and Bella Fleck, and again, the movie night, which we think is very popular. You just try to find a way to get them in the door, and maybe I'm a perfect example of that. The reason I'm here is because my oldest daughter danced when Balanchine was here, and my four kids that are all in the arts grew up on this lawn, and... Maybe they're in the arts because SPAC made that happen for them. They knew that this was important in their life, and it changed their lives.
When you think about the overall future, are you ultimately optimistic by what you see as the landscape? Because I guess this is another way of saying, we just heard from Lucas Willard, who said that the track attendance is down by several percent. I mean, are you seeing that?
I think,
or is it too soon to tell?
It is too soon to tell. The biggest issue that we have is the fact that we have an audience that makes last-minute decisions.
Right.
That's the way life is these days. In Saratoga, there's a lot of competition. There's a lot going on. But people make a decision based on, what am I going to do, maybe at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So we have as many as 1,000 people that walk up.
Wow.
So we can never predict what's the night going to look like. And, you know, that's sort of unfortunate because it's kind of hard to understand, you know, where our seating is going to be and how the night's going to go. But at the end, I think that you just have to give them an offer they can't refuse. You have to have the best programming that you can create, and you have to have that confidence of knowing that. I had somebody talk to me the other day from California, and they said, you know, you have no idea how lucky you are the Philadelphia Orchestra's here. This is a destination location. You know, that's one of the things that Governor Cuomo's been pushing. We are absolutely the hub of upstate New York for a destination location, and we have the audience that will make that happen. I think the weather had a huge factor in July. You know, we had the rain, we had amazingly hot nights, which are difficult, and I think that's a factor with tourism in general.
You mentioned Governor Cuomo, and I know that upstate seems to be very much on his mind, and you say that this is a major hub in that thinking. Mm-hmm. Do you hear from him?
Well, you know, actually, when you think about, he's sort of our landlord. It is
Indeed.
The Spa State Park. I think he's done an amazing job recognizing the need for tourism, and certainly we're looking at ways to partner. So, you know, we are an economic engine because we are a destination location, and I think he's doing an amazing job.
I heard from a spy that Arlo Guthrie was in your audience the other night. Is that right?
He was. He was
last night, right?
Well, not only was he in the audience. You know, when you become a patron member and above, you have an opportunity to have dining in the Hall of Springs. It's gourmet dining, thanks to Angelo Mazzone, and he had dinner at the Patrons Club, and he came to the performance. I had an opportunity to talk with him. And what's interesting is he is performing with orchestras.
He has
not performed with the Philadelphia Orchestra yet. So we have had that little bit of a conversation. But, you know, he's got history here as well. You know, Alice's Restaurant and Cafe Lena. Saratoga has been the birthplace and partnership with a lot of great artists. So it was fabulous to see him. And he said he had played here more times than he could remember. And my answer to that is, well, every time you've played, we've remembered it.
Marcia White is the president of SPAC and the executive director. A delight to have you with
Thank
us
you
this
very
morning.
Much.
Thank you so much for
Thanks.
Hosting us here and doing such a beautiful job. We
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. Thank you. You can find out lots more about SPAC, about their performances tonight and throughout the remainder of their season by going to SPAC.org, SPAC.org. Coming up, we go to Yaddo on the Roundtables live broadcast from SPAC on WAMC.